Hey, this is Dan Osmo of the Discovery Channel team, back here at the Tour de France for Stage 15, heading to the mountaintop finish in Saint-Lary-Sur-Orne. Well, today is the last mountaintop stage finish of the Tour de France here, and again in the Pyrenees, finishing in Saint-Lary-Sur-Orne. And it actually goes down a descent that's infamous in Tour history, in recent Tour history, because it was 10 years ago that Lance's teammate from the old Motorola team, Fabio Cappelli, ended up falling on the descent and dying on the road there. So there's a huge memorial that's at the spot of where Fabio went down, and it being the 10th anniversary. Fabio's family was at the team bus this morning. His wife, his son, who's now 10 years old and looks exactly like Fabio did. He's wearing a signed yellow jersey by Lance, which is pretty neat. And Fabio's parents were there as well, and Lance came out of the bus and greeted them. And when they left, there were some teary eyes, and it was a pretty emotional moment. Lance talked about it before the stage, how much today means specifically passing the memorial and how motivated he's going to be for today, because obviously it's a key race of the Tour, but also the fact that they're going by Fabio's memorial. And then tomorrow on the rest day, there's something loosely planned where Lance is likely to take a helicopter with some former teammates and the former coaching staff of that Motorola team to actually go to the memorial to have a bit of a service there. So as everybody knows, yesterday, T-Mobile really kind of lit it up at the start of the HC climb, the second-to-last climb yesterday. And again, everyone kind of talked about Lance being isolated, but the fact that it was such an intense attack at that point, it basically broke the race down to the favorites. Lance was outnumbered for a little bit, but when Vinokourov fell off and Cloden couldn't come back, it really was mano a mano at that point. You had Lance, Ulrich, Basso, Weipheimer, and Landis. And today is going to be a little different. There's six climbs throughout the race, all enormous climbs, so it's going to be a different pace than yesterday where the majority was towards the end. So right now you have a breakaway up the road that's about 11 minutes at this point. Actually, George Hincap is in that breakaway along with three Rabobank riders, no CFC riders, interestingly enough, and one T-Mobile rider. And perhaps the thought is when the favorites catch that break, then they'll have teammates up the road. So Rasmussen, if he joins some of the pack and catches that break, he'll have three teammates up the road. George will be there for Lance, the T-Mobile rider for Ulrich, but none for CFC. So it's a bit of an interesting play on strategy where, of course, if the favorites catch those guys, the break will be a little tired, but they'll still have some help to their leaders at that point. So, of course, today being the last mountaintop finish of this race, and, of course, Lance's career, at the start of the race, he was asked by numerous press about what his emotions are today, as it is being his last mountaintop finish. And of course, he wants to win the stage of this Tour. Everybody does, but he did stress that more importantly, of course, it's being yellow in Paris that's the most important. But we all think that this is a stage that Lance has circled in this race. It's the sort of toughest stage of the race. And the weather actually started out really cool, and actually a lot cooler than yesterday, cloud cover in the morning. But now here at the finish line, it's bright sun, it's hot again, a little breezier. So perhaps it won't be as intense as yesterday, but it'll be a really, really great stage. I mean, you know, if it's anything like yesterday, where all the favorites came out and showed a lot of class and did exactly what the Tour expected to have happen, it could be another great finish. But I would think Lance is super motivated for today. He definitely wants to kind of show off here on the last mountain day. And if he could take it, so be it. But again, I think the main point is just being with his rivals, putting time on Rasmussen if possible, putting time on Basso again, and seeing what Jan Ulrich can do, because everyone also talked this morning about Jan wanting to attack today and, of course, win as well after what happened to him this Tour. So it should be very interesting. So check back in a bit as you see exactly what unfolds here with the last mountaintop finish of the Tour. It should be an incredibly exciting event. If anything was like yesterday, it should be a great finish. And for more exclusive information on the team, head to discovery.com.